Hallo und willkommen zurück bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du ganz entspannt eine neue Sprache. In der ersten Folge unseres Kurses Conversation One hast du unter anderem gelernt, wie du dich im Business-Kontext vorstellst. Heute geht es weiter mit Kapitel 2. Falls du also neu hier bist, starte gerne von ganz vorne, mit Folge 1. So kannst du auch der Geschichte leichter folgen, die sich durch diesen Englischkurs zieht. Genug geredet. Los geht's.
Lesson 2. Making appointments and managing schedules. Appointment.
Verabredung.
Appointment. Schedule.
Zeitplan.
Schedule. To manage something.
Etwas verwalten.
To manage something. To be late.
Zu spät sein.
To be late. I'm a bit late.
Ich bin etwas zu spät.
I'm a bit late. I was just about.
Ich wollte gerade.
I was just about. To head out the door.
Zur Tür hinausgehen.
To head out the door. To head out.
Aufbrechen.
To head out. To call.
Anrufen.
To call. To fix a meeting.
Ein Treffen ausmachen.
To fix a meeting. To wrap.
Abschließen.
To wrap. To wrap things up.
Eine Angelegenheit beenden.
To wrap things up. So that.
Damit.
So that. Full attention.
Volle Aufmerksamkeit.
Full attention. You will definitely have.
Du wirst sicherlich haben.
You will definitely have. At least.
Zumindest.
At least. I'm pleased.
Es freut mich.
I'm pleased. To hear that.
Das zu hören.
To hear that. Easy commitment.
Einfaches Engagement.
Easy commitment. Tight schedule.
Enger Zeitplan.
Tight schedule. Client.
Kunde.
Client. To hold the line.
In der Leitung bleiben.
To hold the line. For almost 15 minutes.
Für beinahe 15 Minuten.
For almost 15 minutes. We managed to schedule.
Wir haben es geschafft, auszumachen.
We managed to schedule. A time and date.
Tag und Zeitpunkt.
A time and date. To suit.
Passen.
To suit. That suits us both.
Das passt uns beiden.
That suits us both. To make the date clear.
Den Termin klar machen.
To make the date clear. To confirm.
Bestätigen.
To confirm. An appointment.
Eine Verabredung.
An appointment. To be available.
Verfügbar sein.
To be available. A fixed date.
Ein fester Termin.
A fixed date. To be worried about.
Besorgt sein über.
To be worried about. Realistic plan.
Realistischer Plan.
Realistic plan. Up to my ears.
Die Nase voll haben.
Up to my ears. Scheduled.
Ausgemacht.
Scheduled. Back to back.
In direktem Anschluss.
Back to back. On the same day.
Am selben Tag.
On the same day. He's flown over.
Er ist hergeflogen.
He's flown over. To be in town.
In der Stadt sein.
To be in town. For a few days.
Für ein paar Tage.
For a few days. Directions.
Richtungen.
Directions. To be on time.
Pünktlich sein.
To be on time. Mobile navigation systems.
Mobiles Navigationssystem.
Mobile navigation systems. To find most places.
Die meisten Orte finden.
To find most places. It sounds like.
Es klingt wie.
It sounds like. Stressful day.
Stressiger Tag.
Stressful day. One way or another.
So oder so.
One way or another. Limits.
Grenzen.
Limits. My limits are stressed.
Meine Grenzen werden ausgetestet.
My limits are stressed. I'm glad you made it.
Ich bin froh, dass du es geschafft hast.
I'm glad you made it. To get over.
Etwas durchlesen.
To get over. Stumbling blocks.
Stolpersteine.
Stumbling blocks. In a funny way.
Auf eine witzige Art und Weise.
In a funny way. I plan to meet.
Ich plante zu treffen.
I plan to meet. Business partner.
Geschäftspartner.
Business partner. A few days after.
Ein paar Tage danach.
A few days after. Conversation lesson.
Konversationsunterricht.
Conversation lesson. Actively.
Aktiv.
Actively. I introduced myself.
Ich habe mich vorgestellt.
I introduced myself. Sitting beside.
Neben jemandem sitzen.
Sitting beside. Hilarious.
Witzig.
Hilarious. Stranger.
Fremder.
Stranger. To mention.
Erwähnen.
To mention. To tap.
Antippen.
To tap. He tapped me on the shoulder.
Er tippte mir auf die Schulter.
He tapped me on the shoulder. He held out his hand.
Er streckte seine Hand aus.
He held out his hand. To start off.
Anfangen.
To start off. A funny footing.
Ein lustiger Einstand.
A funny footing. Even though.
Obwohl.
Even though. Sidetrack.
Abschweifung.
Sidetrack. We got sidetracked.
Wir wurden abgelenkt.
We got sidetracked. Spontaneous.
Spontan.
Spontaneous. Situational.
Situationsbezogen.
Situational. Indeed.
In der Tat.
Indeed. Above all.
Vor allem.
Above all. To remember this meeting.
Sich an dieses Treffen erinnern.
To remember this meeting. To get warm.
Warm werden.
To get warm. In the office.
Im Büro.
In the office. A tentative date.
Ein vorläufiger Termin.
A tentative date. To meet at the corner cafe.
Sich im Café an der Ecke treffen.
To meet at the corner cafe. It's called Café Otranto.
Es heißt Café Otranto.
It's called Café Otranto. An informal lesson.
Eine informelle Unterrichtsstunde.
An informal lesson. I enjoy a good coffee.
Ich genieße einen guten Kaffee.
I enjoy a good coffee. I just hope.
Ich hoffe nur.
I just hope. Unexpected.
Unerwartet.
Unexpected. To come up.
Auftreten.
To come up. Dialogue. Making appointments and managing schedules.
Hi, Sarah. Sorry, I'm a bit late. I was just about to head out the door when a business partner called to fix a meeting.
I hope that you were able to wrap things up before you came here so that I can have your full attention.
You will definitely have my full attention, at least for the next hour.
I'm pleased to hear that. I know making it here is not an easy commitment with your tight schedule.
These lessons every week are one of the best things I do for myself. So I wrap things up quickly with the client after having held the line for almost 15 minutes. We managed to schedule a time and date that suits us both. I just hope I made the date clear enough.
Did he confirm the appointment?
Yes, he did. He said he would be available on Friday at 3 p.m.
That sounds like a fixed date to me. What are you worried about?
I just hope that it was a realistic plan for him and for me. I'm up to my ears in work. I have appointments scheduled back-to-back on the same day. And he's flown over from Ireland and he'll only be in town for a few days. I hope he understood my directions and that he will be in time.
Well, thank goodness for mobile navigation systems. He should be able to find most places on Earth. It does sound like you will have a stressful day, one way or another.
Yes, my limits are really being stretched these days.
Well, I'm glad you made it, Karsten. By the way, were you able to get over the introduction stumbling blocks we spoke about last week?
Yes, and in a really funny way. I planned to meet a business partner at a cafe a few days after our last conversation lesson. I went into the cafe and actively introduced myself to the person sitting beside him at the counter.
That's hilarious. How long did it take for you to find out that the stranger wasn't your business partner?
Not very long. He heard me mention his name when I said, "You must be Daniel Forbes, IT manager with Fox Logistics." He then tapped me on the shoulder, held out his hand and introduced himself with a smile.
So you started off on an active and funny footing.
Yes. Even though we got a bit sidetracked, he just said, "Hello, you must be Karsten Vogel, IT manager at Open End Enterprises."
That's great to hear. Very spontaneous and situational, indeed.
And most of all, I think that both of us will remember this meeting.
I'm sure you will. Hey, Karsten, it's getting very warm in the office these days. Why don't we make a tentative date to meet at the Corner Cafe for our lesson next week?
Do you mean that nice Italian cafe? I think it's called Café Otranto, isn't it?
Yes, that's the name. We can meet there for an informal lesson, couldn't we?
Sure. Then let's meet at Café Otranto next week. I always enjoy a good coffee. I just hope that nothing unexpected comes up.
Bevor du gleich selbst aktiv wirst und die neuen Sätze nachsprichst, noch ein kurzer Hinweis von uns. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. I was just about to head out the door. A business partner called to fix a meeting. I hope that you were able to wrap things up before you came here. You will definitely have my full attention, at least for the next hour. I know making it here is not an easy commitment with your tight schedule. These lessons every week are one of the best things I do for myself. I wrapped things up quickly with the client. After having held the line for almost 15 minutes, we managed to schedule a time and date that suits us both. He said he would be available on Friday at 3 p.m. I just hope that it was a realistic plan for him and for me. I'm up to my ears in work. I have appointments scheduled back to back on the same day. He's flown over from Ireland and he'll only be in town for a few days. Well, thank goodness for mobile navigation systems. It does sound like you will have a stressful day one way or another. My limits are really being stretched these days. Were you able to get over the introduction stumbling blocks? I actively introduced myself to the person sitting beside him at the counter. How long did it take for you to find out that the stranger wasn't your business partner? He tapped me on the shoulder. He held out his hand and introduced himself with a smile. So you started off on an active and funny footing. Yes, even though we got a bit sidetracked. Very spontaneous and situational indeed. I think the both of us will remember this meeting. Why don't we make a tentative date to meet at the corner cafe? We could meet there for an informal lesson, couldn't we? I just hope that nothing unexpected comes up.
Du willst noch mehr Business-Englisch lernen und wissen, wie es weitergeht? Dann hol dir doch unsere App. Damit lernst du Englisch und viele weitere Sprachen noch entspannter. In der Yiki-App hast du Zugang zu allen Kapiteln dieser Sprachdusche und zu noch vielen weiteren Kursen. Nicht nur für Englisch, sondern auch für andere Sprachen. Und das alles ganz flexibel, entspannt und so, wie es für dich am besten passt. Du kannst zum Beispiel im Begleitbuch das Gesprochene mitlesen, den Musikstil, die Lautstärke und die Geschwindigkeit anpassen oder einzelne Abschnitte gezielt anhören. Klingt spannend? Dann schau mal im App Store oder Play Store vorbei. Und nicht vergessen, mit dem Code PODCAST30 bekommst du sogar 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung. Viel Spaß beim Weiterlernen und hoffentlich bis zur nächsten Sprachdusche.